जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व। जय प्रह्लाद नरसिंह जय प्रह्लाद नरसिंह प्रह्लाद नरसिंह जय प्रह्लाद नरसिंह। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय श्री श्री रामानवास्तसिक वृंद श्रीमन महाप्रभु की जय। श्री श्री पंचतत्व की जय। श्री प्रहलाद नरसिंह देव भगवान की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् Canto 9, Chapter 24, Text 59. Akshauhini naam patibhi asuraihi nipalanchanaihi bhuva akramamanayaha अभाराय कृत उद्यमन उद्यमः। अक्षौहिनीनां पतिभिर् असुरैर्नृपलाञ्छनैः भूव आक्रमयमानाय अभाराय कृतोद्यमः। अक्षौहिणीनां पतिभिर् असुरैर् नृपलाञ्छनैः भूव आक्रमयमाणाय अभाराय कृतोद्यमः अक्षौहिणीनां पतिभिर् असुरैर्नृपलाञ्छनैः भूव आक्रम्यमाणाय अभाराय कृतोद्यमः Matajis. Akshauhininam of kings possessing great military power. Patibhi by such kings or government. Asuraihi actual demons because they do not need such military power. But create it unnecessarily. Nipalanchanaihi, who are actually unfit to be kings, although they have somehow taken position. Sorry, possession of the government. Bhuvaha, on the surface of the earth. Akramyamanayah, aiming to attacking one another. Abharaya, paving the way for diminishing the number of demons on the surface of the earth. Krita Udyamah, enthusiastic. They spend all the revenue of the state to increase military power. Translation. Although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government.
Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme, so that their number will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. The sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, are always eager to advance the cause of Krishna consciousness, so that the conditioned souls may be released from the bondage of birth and death. But the asuras, the demons, impede the advancement of Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore Krishna arranges occasional fights between different asuras who are very much interested in increasing their military power. The duty of the government or king is not to increase military power unnecessarily. The real duty of the government is to see that the people of the state advance in Krishna consciousness. For this purpose, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of the human society were created by me. There should be an ideal class of men who are bona fide brahmanas, and they should be given all protection. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmanya hitaya cha. Krishna is very fond of brahmanas and cows. The brahmanas promulgate the cause of advancement in Krishna consciousness, and the cows give enough milk to maintain the body in the mode of goodness. The kshatriyas and the government should be advised by the brahmanas. Next, the vaishyas should produce enough foodstuffs, and the shudras, who cannot do anything beneficial on their own, should serve the three higher classes, the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas. This is the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that the conditioned souls will be released from the material condition and return home back to Godhead. This is the purpose of Krishna's descent on the surface of the earth. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Everyone must understand Krishna's activities, janma karma cha me divyam. If one understands the purpose of Krishna's coming to this earth and performing his activities, one is immediately liberated. This liberation is the purpose of the creation in Krishna's descent upon the surface of the earth. Demons are very much interested in advancing a plan by which people will labor hard like cats, dogs and hogs. But Krishna's devotees want to teach Krishna consciousness so that people will be satisfied with plain living and Krishna conscious advancement. Although demons have created many plans for industry and hard labor so that people will work day and night like animals, this is not the purpose of civilization. Such endeavors are jagato hitaha, that is, they are meant for the misfortune of the people in general. Kshayaya, such activities lead to annihilation. One who understands the purpose of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should seriously understand the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement and seriously take part in it. One should not endeavor for ugra karma or unnecessary work for sense gratification. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yat indriya pritaya aprinoti Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Simply for sense gratification, people make plans for material happiness. Maya sukhaya bharam udvato vimuthan Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.43. They do this because they are all vimudhas, rascals. For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of Krishna consciousness movement, but instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing. Demons may falsely accuse the preachers of Krishna consciousness movement, but Krishna will arrange a fight between the demons in which all their military power will be engaged and both parties of demons will be annihilated.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Hare Krishna. Welcome all the devotees for the morning Bhagavatam class, and also request unto your lotus feet to please give us your blessings so for the service of Srila Prabhupada and the deities we will be able to speak, share some realization. Hare Krishna. It's a very long, detailed and important purport Srila Prabhupada is giving us. Many, many points are in here to cover. We'll try to cover as many as possible. In this shloka, Krishna, he explains half of his purpose of coming to the material world. His main reason to come here is paritranaya sadhunam, to deliver the saintly devotees, to have pastime with his devotees, to interact with the people. And in the process, he does his second activity, is destroying the demons. Krishna doesn't need to come to destroy the demons. He can just arrange it. As we can see, recently there have been many, many wars across the world. Why that happens? Srila Prabhupada writes very clearly. The government is filled with demons. They may be dressed as government people, but they don't behave as government people. They are interested in power, in position, in money. And because of that, What they do? They try to increase their military strength. So they feel safe. There's a very interesting point. We were in Gurukul. And one of the boys, they got a big stick in their hand. Small boy, big stick. The stick is basically twice his height. And he's running around, spinning the stick. And one of our teachers, he says, just because he has the stick in hand, he feels so powerful. He doesn't know how to use the stick. But just because he has the stick, yes, I'm the big king. You know, that you see the kids running around. You know, this stick is my bow. This stick is my sword. This is my Brahmastra. This is my Agnayastra. This is my Vayavyastra. I have everything. Feels so powerful. Why? Because he just has the stick in hand. The same situation. They grow their military power, their military strength, and they feel we are very, very powerful. But don't know what to do with them. Srila Prabhupada mentions the government should make sure that the subjects, the citizens, they are following Krishna consciousness. There's a very interesting example of Maharaj one who wrote Mukunda Mala Stotra. Maharaj Kulashekara, thank you. In his kingdom, on Ekadashi, everybody compulsory has to follow Nirjala Ekadashi. Not just people, even the horses and elephants and cows. Nobody is given food. Everybody must follow Ekadashi. So there is a pastime. His own son-in-law, he had some difficulties. He must eat and drink every day. If he doesn't do that even one day, he will die. So the daughter goes to Maharaj Kulashekara. My husband has this difficulty. He cannot follow Ekadashi. He doesn't care. Everybody must follow Ekadashi. That's the rule. If you don't want to follow the rule, go to another kingdom. So the son-in-law, he said, okay, I'm going to follow Nirjala Ekadashi. At the end of Nirjala Ekadashi, he left his body. And in front of everybody, he got a four-armed form and went back to Vaikuntha Loka. But Maharaj Kulashekara, he says, okay, no problem. If my daughter becomes widow, it's not a problem. Everybody must follow Ekadashi. That's quite extreme. But he's dedicated. He wants his subjects to follow Krishna consciousness. No gaps. Srila Prabhupada mentions one should not slack in the performance of Krishna consciousness. They must follow Krishna consciousness because that is the duty of the human form of life. Next aspect Srila Prabhupada talks about is the Varnashram system. You need to have a group of people who are the brahmanas. A group of people who are performing the administration. And they are guided by the brahmanas. Krishna has made this system so nicely. You have the head of the state, the kshatriyas, the king. He makes all the decision. But he's controlled by the person who maintains himself just by begging, the brahmanas. The king cannot solve something. He goes to the brahmanas. He goes to the rishis. Why? When you need to make a decision, it cannot be based on attachment. It has to come from the platform of detachment. So that's why the person who follows detachment, his mind is peaceful. He can see Krishna consciousness in every element. And based on that detachment, he will give advice. If the king follows the advice, the glory is his. he doesn't follow the advice, the loss is his. Then you have the Vaishyas, who are responsible for generating the economy. And then you have the Shudras, who work for all these three. Unfortunately, people consider this as caste system. Of course, we had it a long time ago. But this is Krishna's system. If you follow the system properly, there is nothing wrong in being one of the four. We have boys learning in the school. And everybody is respected according to their own character. And I had boys coming over and saying, I think I am a Shudra by nature. And he's satisfied. He sees where he stands in the community. Nobody starts claiming, I'm a Brahmin just because I have the thread around my shoulder. It's in the sad story in our movement was explained by one devotee. There are many people who want the power of Kshatriyas. They want to be the dominating people. On top of that, they want to have the money that the Vaishya has. But they want to be called as a Brahmana. Why? Because that's the highest. We are Vaishnavas. We are higher than the Brahmins. But their behavior is just like the low Kshudras. Why that happens? Because there is no education. There is no following of the authority. That's why they come up with all these interesting ideas. Some of them even dare to question the authority of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada doesn't know. He is from the spiritual world, so he doesn't really know the metaphysics of the material world. These are the statements given by them. Why? Because they don't study Srila Prabhupada's books. They don't chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why they don't serve the Vaishnavas either. There's a very, very nice story of one Alvar among the Sri Vaishnavas. He was a dacoit. And one day, he saw this beautiful girl. And dacoits, not very cultured people, not very sensitive. He got attracted to this girl, walks up to her and says, I want to marry you. You are so beautiful. Who will marry a dacoit? She says, if you want to marry me, you have to become a Vaishnava. What does that mean? What do I have to do to become a Vaishnava? You have to wash the feet of all the Vaishnavas in the town, drink the Charanamrita and feed them. She says, that's not difficult. I can do that. No, you got to do that every day. Oh, that's fine. I can do that. No problem. So he sends his men to the village. All the Vaishnavas are invited for lunch to my house. Seriously, who's going to go? He's a dacoit. Nobody goes. He's waiting. Gets annoyed. Nobody came. Sends his men, kidnaps all the Vaishnavas and brings them to his camp. He says, stand here. And then he takes pots and throws on their feet. Throws water on their feet. That's his foot bathing. Now sit down. Serves. Eat. And he starts eating. The Vaishnavas, they have to eat. And then whatever is the leftover, he drinks that Charanamrita and he eats their Mahaprasad. Doing this every day, he becomes a great devotee. Great devotee of the Lord.
Our Shastras mention lava matra sadhu sangha sarvasiddhi hoy.
Just by a moment's association with pure devotees, everything is achieved. And that's what he did, serving the Vaishnavas. Of course, the technique was a little wrong, but he did it, and he was sincere. Very sincere. And he became one of the great lovers. So, that's why you need to serve the Vaishnavas. There was one devotee, he was a pujari, in the temple. And he came and saw the toilet, the public toilet of the temple. It's very dirty. Told the management a few times. Nobody cared. What he would do, he would come 1 hour early. He would come to the temple at 3 o'clock. Put a gamcha on. Go and clean the toilets. Take bath. Get ready. Go wake up the deities. That's a Vaishnava. He's worth serving as the Brahmana. Right? He's the pujari. He's serving the deities. He's performing the Mangala Arati. But before that, what he does? He goes and cleans the public toilet in the temple. Does that make him a Shudra? No. That makes him a very qualified Brahmana. Complete opposite to it. There's one devotee, many years ago, this devotee came to Mayapur and he had Radha Madhava's elephant procession. So there was one devotee, he having the arti plate, one in each hand, and he's going. And Janani Prabhu already has Radha Madhava on the head and they are coming down from the altar. And there is this, you know, chips packet sitting on the floor. So he turns to the devotee on his right. He says, Prabhu, can you please pick up this garbage from here? Radha Madhava is coming. And this devotee turns to him and says, Prabhu, do you know I'm a head pujari of such and such temple? He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And the devotee told him, then pick it up with your head if you're a head pujari. Will you hold this tray? Yes, that I can do because I'm a pujari. And then this devotee goes, picks up the, throws it away, comes back, takes the plate, moves on. Is he a Brahmana? No. He's low class Shudra. He doesn't know how to serve the deities. We have a very good example as Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu as pujaris. They come inside the altar before, you know, they to oversee if everything is happening nicely or not before the Darshanarati. And I have seen on several occasions, Janani Asprabhu comes, looks at the deities, you see all the pujaris running around, you know, fixing little bits and pieces on the deities. And there's a lot of things on the floor. What he does, gets a broom, starts sweeping. Collects all the garbage. And he doesn't tell anybody, hey Prabhu, can you come throw this garbage away? No, he goes personally and throws it away. Head pujari. That's a head pujari. So we got to understand what is our position. Who are we? And according to our capacity, to the best of our capacity, serve the Lord. In that situation, even a swapacha can become a guru, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Even a dog eater, if he becomes a Vaishnava, he is qualified to become a spiritual master. In the third part, Srila Prabhupada gives an example. These demons, they are not interested in the development of Krishna consciousness. What they are interested in? They are interested in you working as cats, dogs and hogs, day and night. I was born in Mumbai. If you ever get a chance, it's a beautiful sight, very unpleasant to look at. That's the trains that go in Mumbai.
It's packed with people. And it's so packed that if you throw a handful of mustard seeds inside, not even a grain will touch the floor. People are like this to each other. That's how they start their day. That's how they end their day. And if that's not enough, sometimes you will see people sitting on the top of the train. You will see people one leg on the door, one leg on the window, and hanging outside the train. What's the necessity? Why do they do like that? 2 hours traveling one way, working for 8 hours, and 2 hours coming back. 16 hours, and then they come home at around 12 o'clock at night. First thing they do is turn on the TV. Have a dinner at around 1 o'clock and go to sleep at 2. What is the point? Working like cats, dogs and hogs. But interestingly enough, if you notice, when the sun sets, even the dog will go find a place, lie down and sleep. And what the man is doing? He's having a burger in one hand, Pepsi in the other hand, and is running to catch the train on the railway station in Mumbai. And we call this as civilization. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is not civilization. This is just hell. What we have to do? It used to be times when people would wake up in the morning. Waking up at 5 is normal. They would come out, they will do the little puja, read a chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and then have breakfast, go for work, come back at noon, have lunch, go for work again out, come back in the afternoon, you know, have some small aarti for the deities. The whole village would get together and read Mahabharata or Ramayana or Srimad Bhagavatam. Peaceful life. That's what Srila Prabhupada is called. There we should be simple living and life of Krishna conscious advancement. That is what we should be focusing on. Otherwise, we just turn into cats, dogs, and hogs. And Srila Prabhupada mentions here, last paragraph, one should not endeavor for ugra karma or unnecessary work for sense gratification. Simply for sense gratification, people make plans for material happiness. They do this because they are all vimudhas, rascals. For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of Krishna consciousness movement, but instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing. If you say, if I speak like this to people outside, oh, he's brainwashed. I have been told like this. They told me, why don't you go and work outside instead of wasting your time here? And I asked them, do you know what I do? He says, no. He says, I'm a teacher in Gurukul. Yeah, but then you are brainwashing other small, innocent little kids. I said, it's nice to have your brains washed, then be dirty like yours. What are you doing? You know, we were in the boat, traveling, and he's smoking bidi. And then he throws the bidi in Ganga. And I said, what did you do? People take bath in Ganga to purify their sins. And you're making sins by throwing your bidi inside Ganga. Or you're chewing on pan and you spit inside Ganga. Our brains are washed, our mouths are also washed. Your mouth is filled with pan. And you're drizzling a little bit on from the side here. You're dirty, you're gross. Your clothes stink. And then you're talking that, you know, we are brainwashed.
It's good. And then Prabhupada says, last sentence. Demons may false, okay. But Krishna will arrange a fight between the demons in which all the military power will be engaged and both parties of demons will be annihilated. Krishna is very expert in doing this. He did this 17 times with Jarasandha. Left him alive? Go. He will go work hard. Collect all the demons together. Come, attack. Krishna again goes, kills them. Okay, you go again. You are a very qualified person to collect demons. And Sri Prabhupada mentions, the devotees, they are simply happy performing Krishna consciousness. The citizens of Mathura, they are happy looking at the beautiful face of Krishna. They think, how can I serve Krishna? So they are engaged in devotional service. Jarasandha is there coming every time, bringing huge army. Krishna goes, kills. And Mathura devotees, they are fine because they know nothing can happen to Krishna. When Krishna comes back, big festival. And Jarasandha is like, oh, I'm the only man alive. I need to fend more people and more people and more people. And one day I will be successful. And when Krishna says, okay, now I have to go somewhere else. He says, look, he's afraid of me and he ran away. Demons, they have this tendency to think. When Krishna lets them aside for a little while, they say, oh, look, he's afraid of me. Same thing happened with Hiranyakashipu. Narasimhadev grabbed him with one hand. And Hiranyakashipu was hitting on Narasimhadev's hand. And just to increase, Bhagavatam mentions, just to increase his enthusiasm, Narasimhadev lets him go. And all the demigods are thinking, my God, he escaped from the clutches of the Lord. And Hiranyakashipu was thinking, huh, look, he's afraid of me, that's why he let me go. Such a foolish mentality. Then, when he is on Narasimhadev's lap, just about to get ripped off, there is another great demon. He's thinking, oh, Vishnu has taken the form of a lion. Lion is the most powerful animal. But there is another animal more powerful than lion. He has the face of a lion. On top of that, he has a trunk of an elephant. Oh, sorry, he has his whole body of a lion. He has the wings of an eagle. And he has a tail of a shark. He's unbeatable. He's called Shabha. So this demon, he thought, Vishnu has taken form of a lion. I'll take the form of a Sharabha. Because Sharabha is more powerful than a lion. And he takes the form of Sharabha, and to protect Hiranyakashipu, he attacks on Narasimhadev. It's pastime from Narasimha Purana. And Narasimhadev grabbed him with one hand, put it on top of Hiranyakashipu, and ripped them both apart at the same time. You don't mess around with God. But Sri Prabhupada mentions it elsewhere. The demons, they will always think of new plans. How to become a better demon? How can I always, Sri Prabhupada mentions. They don't think, how can I surrender to Krishna? That's why they are called Asura. Sura means, when they are having difficulty, they will go up to Krishna and says, my dear Lord, please help me. Please save me. That is Sura. Asura is when one plan fails, he makes another plan of how not to become a devotee. So, from this purport, a great lesson for us is how to engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness and not be a demon, a vimudha, Sri Prabhupada explains, rascal. These are the things we should not get involved in. I think it's Prahlad Maharaj who mentions, smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavya na jatichit. Always remember Krishna
and never forget him.
Sarve vidhi nishedasyure tayoreva kinkara. All the other rules and regulations are the servants of this particular principle.
Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. What does that mean? If you're always remembering, you cannot forget. And if you're not forgetting, that means you're always remembering.
No, there is a small difference between the two.
Always remember Krishna is
you're constantly thinking, how can I serve Krishna?
And never forgetting Krishna means always thinking, what can I do to not forget Krishna?
For example, you are cooking. And in your mind, you are thinking, Krishna likes sweet rice. He likes rasagullas. He likes yogurt. He likes butter. Let me make that for him. So that's the aspect of always remembering Krishna.
The other side is, I like to eat pizza. I like to eat pasta. But I will offer it to Krishna before eating.
Does that make sense, the difference between the two?
So here, don't do these kind of things.
Increase your material opulence, physical strength, beauty.
And by doing that, you forget Krishna. So don't do these kind of activities.
This is the principle of never forgetting Krishna.
And what do we do? Instead,
as Srila Prabhupada explained,
here, but Krishna's devotee want to teach Krishna consciousness so the people will be satisfied with plain living and Krishna consciousness advancement.
This is what we are supposed to do.
This is the principle of always remembering Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody, any comments or any questions?
Radha Shyam Prabhu, would you like to add something?
No?
Yes, Prabhuji.
There is a mic somewhere.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for a nice class. At the beginning of the class, you mentioned that we should not slack in Krishna consciousness. We should not slack. And then you ended the class saying we should always remember Krishna and think of how we can serve Him every moment. But we also see getting distracted to different things. There is devotees feel the need to check the news or, you know, check their Facebook post, different things, politics, and I'm proud to be an Indian, or some jokes, some comedy like that. So how should devotees resolve this in their mind, like, and then always remember not to slack and actually try to serve Krishna all the time?
Okay. So how not to slack in Krishna consciousness? Because devotees are always posting something on their Facebook and WhatsApp about some jokes or political news or, you know, something that they're on their vacations and like that.
It's individual of how people want to advance.
Because these kind of activities is very tempting for the mind.
So, if you are sitting there thinking, this is Maya, I don't want to get involved in this, it becomes easier to let go.
You see some jokes,
If you can engage it in Krishna's service, it's okay. If you cannot, let go. Or just tell the people, don't put your thing, don't send these things to me. But if we ourselves are interested in posting these kind of things, then you know, the same similar question was asked by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Just all these different varieties of things is very tempting to the mind. What should I do? Because to control mind is more difficult than to control wind. So how do I do that? And Krishna says, by the process of practice. You keep on practicing. You keep on working on it. I don't want to get involved. Okay. You know. After some time, after 5 days, you see yourself involved again. Okay. Seriously, I really don't want to get involved. You keep on practicing. 10 days later, you again slack. Again, you come back to your senses. Okay, I don't want to get involved. Again, you keep on practicing your Krishna consciousness. The amount of sincerity you will have, Krishna will help. This is like when we are sitting and chanting japa. Right? You sit down, and the best time to plan your day happens when you're chanting japa. Right? Okay, you know, now it's after Bhagavatam class, I have breakfast. After that, 10 o'clock, I have this meeting. In 11 o'clock, I got to go at this particular place. Always happens. And then from that, it comes to, oh, for prasadam, there is going to be, you know, samosas and kachoris. And, you know, better they make it out of ghee. And then, you know, oh, the ghee should be from this particular company. But, you know, it just, his mind just goes on and on and on and on. And then you notice that without you chanting, your japa finished. And then you're like, oh, no, next round I'm going to chant more seriously. And you keep on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then you hear some birds, you know, in the background. And you're like, wow, Krishna is so merciful, giving me this nice ambience to chant. And there's this bird chirping. But which bird is actually, is it the season for the bird? Oh, it's the spring has started, so the mango should be coming very soon. And then you drift off again and you're like, oh, my japa finished again. But then what do? You practice. So, you know, one time you can focus on one bead at a time. Then slowly you increase it, you can chant one round within focus. And you keep on practicing till you are able to chant all 16 rounds, sitting down peacefully and, you know, with full attention. So you just have to practice. Is that okay, Prabhu?
Thank you.
Any other question or comments? Okay, so we'll end here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Sri Radha Madhava Ashtasikivrinda Sriman Mahaprabhu ki Sri Sri Panchatattva ki Sri Prahlad Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.